This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday, and everybody's allowed in the deep end of the pool. One of the more incredible moments in Paulie Papp's history. The Bears did it. Congratulations, Paulie. Do you believe in Meat Friday miracles? Unbelievable.
Yes!
I can honestly say nobody was rooting for you in Meat Friday.
But nobody.
Nobody. No. Even the backroom guys thought that maybe, since you love French onion, and if the Bears had lost, you weren't getting French onion soup, that we had a scenario similar to Kevin in The Office when he was bringing the chili in, that he would have had somebody spill all the French onion soup, so nobody would have gotten it.
That would have been a tragedy.
Okay, here's the menu. French onion soup, beer brats, hot Italian sausages, smoked baby back ribs, bacon, mac and cheese, smoked apple, crumb pie, a la mode.
What?
This is Paulie's death row meal.
Yep.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
The number of people who go, I'm rooting, I'm watching this game, I don't want to root, I don't want to watch this game, but it's content. And I said, yep, it would have been better content if the Bears had lost. Yes, Seton.
But we called it yesterday. I mean, this, you could see that win coming a mile away. Of course this is a game the Bears are going to win.
Yep.
They shouldn't. There's absolutely no reason for it, but it's a Thursday and weird things happen after you play the Eagles. And it's going to ruin our bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a trifecta right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I'm not saying I was rooting for a particular outcome, but at various points during the game, I was like, what the hell are the Commanders doing? So you decide what that means.
Okay. All right, we got play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We are approaching 2,000 T-shirts sold, Crappensburg State. Go to danpatrick.com. Got a lot of great things there. You can also order my book as well, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Pro Football, and that's available at danpatrick.com. Yes, Paul?
I think I text the room. The score is maybe 27-3 or something like that, and the Bears are just... Everything was going their way, turnovers, passes. And in the second half, did you notice how it turned and the Commanders started coming back? And I think it was a 10-point game, and Fields threw that last touchdown to Moore. That last touchdown pass to Moore could have easily been a pick six, and it would have been a seven. It would have been a 3-point game with 4 minutes to go. That's how tenuous it felt there at a point.
But you found your quarterback, Justin Fields. You got him, right?
No, absolutely not, no.
There is no way he can ingratiate himself into the Bears fandom this year that you'd want to keep him in. He would be your future.
This is not personal. I'll say it like this. Justin Fields happens to be in a state of flux for his career the same year Caleb Williams is coming out of college. Mm-hmm. That's the caveat. If Caleb Williams didn't exist, then it would be a non-situation. But now the Bears are in a situation where they have two chances for the number one pick. Even if they win like four or five
games. So you would rather have Justin Fields than Michael Penix Jr. or Deion Sun or Drake May at North Carolina? Let's say Caleb Williams is not in the equation
right.
here.
I think those are where you got to see how the rest of the season plays out, but at least those would be question marks. I would say it like this. If I asked the room, who would you bet a week's pay on is a great NFL quarterback in 3 years, Justin Fields or Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
I think everyone would bet that. So that puts the Bears in a position where they, if they have number one pick, whether it's theirs or Carolina's.
What happens if they don't have the number one pick or the number two pick, but they do have two picks in the first round, then what do you do? Because let's say the Bears are onto something here. Let's say they play yep. well. Let's say Carolina. Wow.
Oh, sorry. Is my mic on?
Okay. By the way, here's Justin Fields after the performance last night.
Just a feeling, you know, that we all had after the game. It's a feeling that you just never wanted to end. So, you know, just proud of the way, you know, all the guys came out and played tonight. And, you know, O-line did the thing versus the dominant D-line. They showed out. Really just everybody, you know, running backs did their thing. Receivers, of course, did their thing, too. So just proud of everybody.
Okay. Matt Eberflus, who's still the Bears head coach, had this to say about his quarterback.
I saw poise the entire time. You can see him being comfortable in the pocket, going through his reads, you know, delivering the ball on time. But that takes everybody. You know, it takes the receivers, you know, being in the right spot. You know, it takes the protection. And that's what I saw.
Okay. You know, you're so desperate for a win that sometimes you don't see what's right in front of you. Are the Bears a good team? Did they play well? How much of this do you put on the Commanders? Did they have one good night here? But you'll take the victory because it's been a long, long time. This first hour brought to you by Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together on Sunday, Slider Sunday, family, friends, football. Make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of those things forthcoming. So the Bears' win last night ended their losing streak at 14 games, longest in franchise history. You can't speak about the Bears franchise without mentioning the great linebacker Dick Butkus, who passed away yesterday. And the timing of it, while you don't want to see anybody pass away, but the timing of him getting the national exposure, kind of reintroducing him to another generation, I love that fact that people will be asking questions, maybe, you know, Googling Dick Butkus, looking at highlights, what he meant to the game, the fact that he was, you know, an Illinois guy, went to the University of Illinois, played offense and defense when he first got there, center and then linebacker. And then he became pretty much the poster child for being a linebacker in the NFL, at least the old NFL. He was Chicago Bears football. He, along with Papa Bear Hallis and Gale Sayers. They didn't play in playoff games. Dick Butkus did not play in a playoff game. But one of the greatest linebackers of all time, passing away at the age of 80. And there are admired athletes in Chicago, beloved athletes, but he was different. He was a hometown guy, played for the Bears, went to Illinois, and, you know, was still attached to the Chicago Bears. When you saw Dick Butkus on the football field, you saw tough. That was the word that always came to mind. Intimidation. Like, they, you know, we have guys you go, oh, man, he scares me. There were players playing against Dick Butkus who didn't want to go back into the game. They were that intimidated, afraid of Dick Butkus. Now, what you could get away with back then on the defensive side of the ball is a lot different than you have now. But the intimidation factor was certainly there. NFL films helped elevate the greatness of Dick Butkus because it wasn't a good team, but he was a great player on a good team, an average team. Gale Sayers was a Hall of Famer on an average team. And you had George Hallis, one of the great coaches of all time. But Paulie's dad grew up with Dick Butkus. Paulie sent a picture last night that I thought was very cool. It was at Dick Butkus's wedding, and Paulie's dad is there in the front row. So pretty cool. Pretty cool picture you sent last night.
Thank you. They played a little high school football at a place called Chicago Vocational, and it's on the south side of the area called Hegwisch. And my dad and he became friends, you know, stayed friends afterwards. He actually lived in our little town of Glenwood. But I was too young to understand it. I was, I think, two when Dick Butkus retired. But I do remember seeing the reaction of people in the neighborhood occasionally, and it was like this godlike figure walked in. But, you know, I wonder, I was going to ask you, was he one of those football players that was more famous than the team he was on? Because if you lived in Cincinnati, you knew who Dick Butkus was. When I was a kid, I knew who Jack Lambert was and guys like that because they were just.
But though Jack Lambert was on a great team, one of the greatest defenses of all time. You know, the only time I was exposed to Dick Butkus is when the Browns growing up played the Bears. And then you always worried about Dick Butkus hurting Jim Brown or whoever your running back was or your quarterback, Frank Ryan, and that Gale Sayers was going to run, you know, for five touchdowns. But you knew you were going to beat the Bears because the Bears weren't good. But you were aware of Dick Butkus. He was out there. He was number 51. You know, that's one of those jersey numbers, like defensive players. You have Michael Jordan's 23 now. Butkus was a number where you really had to have a coach who thought you were really good to give you 51. It's not like you go, I'd like to have 51. Not so fast here. We're going to give it to this guy over here. But Dick Butkus passing away at the age of 80. And he was also in movies. He was also in commercials. Great sense of humor. And when you met him, he could disarm you, you know, because you weren't quite sure. Like, he looked like a bear. You know, it's one of those where that was the nickname of the Bears, but, you know, he had the mustache. He was a big guy, big shoulders, but he wasn't intimidating when he talked to you. And I remember a couple of times that I was in the room with him, and he was funny, and he loved telling stories. And he just, you know, he had a knack about him, a character about him. He had that it factor with him. So Dick Butkus passing away last night and getting a kind of a national coming out party. Like Franco Harris, they were going to have a tribute to Franco Harris, I think, retire his jersey, and then he passed away. And, you know, you open up the scrapbook sometimes, and that's part of my job sometimes, is to recall what I remember when I got to see most of these players. I got to see him play. I didn't get to see him in person, but I got to see him play. So you have those certain players, and being able to recall some of those memories, you know, it's beneficial for me because I can harken back to, you know, my childhood or when I was a teenager watching some of these players play. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Seton, you got a poll question today? We have Joey Votto, our buddy from the Reds, going to join us. Dame Lillard was going to, and probably next week. We were hoping to have him today. Something came up, and we hope to have him next week. Andrew Dice Clay is going to join us.
Awesome.
So this is – now, you think Paulie's having a good day. This is all about little Todd Fritz in the back.
So excited.
Yeah. Todd goes, we got to have Dice Clay on. I go, why? Well, he's in a movie. And I said, okay. And then he goes, but, you know, the nursery rhymes. I said, he's not going to be doing his nursery rhymes.
And you're like, he's, you know, stop being stuck in the 80s. Let's move on. Everything's got to be 80s. But Andrew Dice Clay, I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, Todd has his Brooklyn hat on, his Brooklyn sweatshirt on.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Yeah, for Dice Clay.
Oh. It's going to be a great interview. Oh.
Okay.
I didn't
so looking
together.
Forward to it.
All right, let me put this out there. I want to establish ground rules early.
Here it comes.
For Dice Clay. Should I let Fritzy do his Dice Clay impersonation to Dice Clay? Paulie?
Dan, I'm going to say this, and I know people think I'm tough on Fritzy, and I am. Todd loves Andrew Dice Clay, literally the word loves, and I think it would make his year if you let him do even one line to Dice. In all seriousness, make his year.
Marvin?
Because it hadn't already been made yet by singing with Dennis Rucker. This is what's going to do it.
And John Legend. And
yeah, for the guy who's got a pretty tough life, he seems to have a pretty good life affiliated with this show.
He has nothing else than this, though.
Well, all I know is I'm in an apartment building in Brooklyn with my friends. It's like late high school, maybe beginning of college. And there's a Rodney Dangerfield HBO special. And he goes, say hello to my new friend, Andrew Dice Clay. And he comes out with the cigarette and the leather jacket. And I had never heard of him before. And he started doing these nursery rhymes. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. so unique and clever and amazing.
Okay, but I don't want you to be Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live when Paul McCartney came on.
Remember when you went on stage and did your those nursery rhymes? Yeah. That was awesome. Idiot.
Okay, are we all on board that Fritzy gets to do one impersonation for Dice Clay? Seton?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Marvin?
You make dreams come true, so yes.
Okay. All right. We'll let you do it.
That's awesome.
At the end of the interview.
That's fair.
At the end of the interview.
That's very exciting.
Okay.
That is an awesome thing.
All right. So Dice Clay will join us a little bit later on. But I'm going to base this off your performance the first 2 hours of the show.
Oh, performance-based. That little caveat.
Yeah.
Joey Votto better show up and tell you that.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, Dame bailed, man.
I'm getting blamed for that.
No, I
You're
said
playing
it.
The Dame blame game, I guess.
No, because at least you had it booked.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, Paul.
Fritzy looks like if Run DMC decided to add a white guy to enhance their image and open it up to, like, remember when Oliver joined the Brady Bunch? Like Run DMC added a white guy.
I think like the one white guy in the background of the video. Yes. You're like, hey, look at it.
I think it's...
Yeah, I'm very like 1986 at best right now.
Mm.
Early 87, maybe. And I had to put this on. I'm like, where is my Brooklyn sweatshirt? It was like such an important thing to me.
It's like dumb MC. You know?
Dumb MC.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. By the way, music today, it's emo pop punk.
Yeah, Marvin? We do. We all have our songs ready, okay. And I can't wait for us to get dragged. We are going to get slaughtered.
That's okay.
I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing what everybody's picked.
Okay.
Very much.
So I didn't even know the genre. I didn't know the category. Emo, pop, punk. But Marvin said, no, you're good. I can send you a list. And I said, all right, give me a, for instance, emo, pop, punk. I go...
Yes. And I was the wrong person to ask because I only know stuff that was played on MTV in 2004, 2005.
But that's okay.
But everybody, this is all based off of Jimmy Butler's hair. And I was like, this looks like Panic at the Free Throw. And okay. So that's where we kind of went.
Okay.
I can already hear just based on the fact that we keep saying emo pop punk as one genre, the keyboards are clicking all over the universe
but
right now.
You guys are idiots. Stay in your lanes. You don't even know the genre's name. I don't know the genre's name. Like, there's so many different labels and genres, and I'm like,
yeah.
What is, like, that's ska, emo, pop punk,
indie rock?
Indie rock.
Is it ska, reggae, or dub? Like, oh my God, they all.
Subgenres are amazing because those people that are. Like immersed in it,
yeah.
They are quick to tell you to stay in your lane real fast.
Yes.
I was going with pop punk and then we went with emo. I was getting DMs. Hey, you guys should listen to or play this band and this band. I was like, I've never even heard of these guys at all. And I just can't wait for Twitter.
We're going to get yelled at today.
I asked yesterday on Twitter, is like this one band, are they an emo band? Is this band Thursday?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, they're a hardcore band. Then somebody commented on that. Well, it's really more post-hardcore. And then another person said, well, post-hardcore with sort of an emo slant. You're like, oh, my gosh.
You know, I grew up and there was rock and roll.
Yeah.
And there was soul or R&B. Yeah,
country.
Country. It was country and Western.
Yeah.
And then there would be, you know, just like pop music. And then all of a sudden it exploded where everything had to be kind of split up in little categories there. And I'm like, damn, it's hard to keep track. All right.
Lilith Fair next Friday.
Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait.
Correct,
now,
yes.
Now, I don't know what that genre is.
Anybody that was on the Lilith Fair tour, Sarah McLachlan, Paula Cole, Indigo Girls. Guys, I'm playing. We're not doing that next week.
Darn.
Todd.
I was getting all excited there.
Todd's face lit up.
Fiona Apple going.
Paula Cole.
We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country. We'll settle on a poll question. Andrew Dice Clay a little later on. Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds. And we will have the MMWGOTW, the most must-win game of the weekend. We got a lot to get to. Just getting started back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app, by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Okay. It's emo punk something. Emo punk pop? Okay. Let's see. Who picked this? Tell me the band, Marv.
This is Yellow Card.
Yellow Card. I'm going to go Seton is Yellow Card.
How dare you?
Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
Wow.
Because of soccer, Yellow Card.
How dare you?
Yes, Paulie.
We have to say, are we picking a song that we think is great or think it represents a genre and is hokey?
Oh, I didn't go hokey. I mean, I was taking this very seriously.
There is nothing about a violin that belongs in
emo, punk,
the same
pop
sentence as punk rock.
Marvin, is this you?
It is.
Okay.
It was going to be Panic at the Disco, but Seton's head probably would have
exploded.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would have been good content.
Yeah. Haven't you people
right,
ever
yes.
Heard?
Because it literally, it sounds like a musical, like, hey, guys, I'm going to set the scene. Oh, well, imagine. All right.
This is the exact definition of when punk bands are like, or a certain age of punk band is like, I'm going to find you. We're going to get out of this crap town or whatever. And like Ocean Avenue is in, you know, like Newport Beach or something. It's like some of the most expensive real estate in the country. Yeah. And it's like, but we're going to get out of this crap town, me and you, and we're going to make it. Make it. You live in Orange County. What the hell are you talking about?
My mom and dad made me go to college.
You're like, we're born and raised in the destination successful people move to. We're going to get out of this crap town. Sorry, I'll try not to do this all day.
Okay.
Casualty. Sorry.
Okay. All right. What's the poll question we're going to go with today, Seton? And it's going to be
best.
A long day.
Oh, this is
long
the best.
Long day.
Oh, Marvin. All we're right. going to go with if Justin Fields plays well the rest of the season and the Bears have the number one pick in the draft, they should stick with him and either trade the pick or pick a non-QB okay. or draft Caleb Williams anyway.
So that, he has to play well.
It's a little wordy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that has to happen.
Yes.
But yes, he has to play well and the Bears still have to have the number one pick.
All right. I just worry I'm going to get in a situation like the Giants did with Danny Dimes. And I don't want that. And we always lean towards potential. And you also have to look at the cost efficiency of this. Caleb Williams is going to come in, and he's going to cost less than Justin Fields is, and probably is going to be a better quarterback for you. But you have to be in the position to have one of these, you know, top two picks. It you know, if you get Carolina's pick, maybe Carolina is the worst team in football. But there's always going to be a moment or two during the season where you go, man, how did they win back-to-back games? Or last game of the season. I mean, the Panthers, they don't want to give the Bears a great, you know, the number one or number two overall pick. They obviously want to win games. The Bears, that's a little bit more of a conundrum because do you want Caleb Williams? Now, you don't want to say that publicly, and it's too early to say that. And he's 3 years younger, coming out of college. Have you seen the best of Justin Fields? Probably so. But DJ Moore can certainly help see a different side of Justin Fields. This is what the Bears did last night, not to get two X's and O's, but speaking with a scout, you know, a source last night, I said, what's different? And he said, this is what I'm seeing from the Bears. You pass when they don't expect you to pass and have some design runs for him. Because I had been saying, look, if this is what he does well, let him do it for as long as he can do it. Instead of saying, hey, we want to preserve you. We want you to be a pocket passer. Now, do I think you have to be a pocket passer or at least lethal or dangerous? Yeah, I do. But he's so good at running. Why would I take that away from him? I still want Lamar Jackson to run. I want him to run smartly. Same with Justin Fields. I want you to run, but be smart when you do it. But I would be crazy. I'd go against conventional wisdom of, let me take away his best weapon and have him try to be a pocket passer. He's not. So have design runs, which they did. Also, pass on first down. So you may not have to pass on third down. Or if you do on third down, you have other options that you don't have to go third and 10. And it felt like they did that last night. And with the Washington Commanders, I mean, you're on a honeymoon year because you got rid of Dan Snyder. But after that, fans are going to go, we're knowledgeable football fans in this city. We'd like to see some good football here. Sam Howell, I do like the potential, but how about we block for Sam Howell? He was sacked 5 times, took 11 hits. He's been sacked, he's been hit so far 50 times. 50 times. The last time we saw a quarterback hit that many times in his first 5 games, that was Joe Burrow in 2020, and it didn't work out well for Joe Burrow when he got injured. Yes. Whoa! Yes, Paulie. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
Bonus stat. The Chicago Bears hit the quarterback 7 times in the month of September. They hit the quarterback 11 times last night.
He's been sacked at least 4 times in every game this season. Last time that happened, got to go back to 2013, Ryan Tannehill. These are numbers that you don't like to lead the league in. You ran the ball 6 times last night. Like, at one point, do you go, you know, maybe we see if we can keep the kid alive for another week or two. Man. Yes, Mark.
Should they be looking for, like, a Drake May or Shedeur Sanders type also? Is Sam Howell the answer?
I don't know, but I do like his potential. I did say that when he was in college. I thought, and even when they drafted him, Like, he can play. He's got a great arm. But, I mean, there's a reason why he dropped in the draft. But I do like him. I just, it's like a Taylor Heineke. I liked him, but should he be your starting quarterback? I mean, where's the ceiling? Where's the floor? Where's the ceiling? And you're looking at some of these other quarterbacks, and you're going, he seems like he would be more of a franchise quarterback. So, I mean, the Commanders go toe-to-toe with the Eagles, and maybe it took a lot out of them. But you're at home. Magic Johnson's there. Thursday night football. The Bears are coming to town, and that's the performance? Yes, Mark.
Also, I think a new stadium would help the Commanders also.
Yeah.
That is the worst stadium in football.
Well, it's been one of the worst fields in football.
RG3.
Yeah. I mean, that's like sand. It's bad. You know, when your stadium is worse than Lambeau as far as the field itself, but at least at Lambeau it gets frozen, so it might be a little easier to run on it. That's like quicksand that you're running in on that, or at least it used to be. But, you know, you got it. And I thought, and I was told this a long time ago, whether it's true or not, I'd love to ask the commissioner, but he doesn't come on the show. But if they change the nickname, then they would let them relocate back in the city. Because I think that would be really, really important. You know, when it was at RFK, and having gone there, now it wasn't a great stadium, but the atmosphere was as good as any stadium I've ever been in. And I was there when Riggins and Theismann were there. Dexter Manley was there, Joe Gibbs. And they were, that was a show. That was fun. And being able to go there and seeing that kind of passion for football, and they're smart football fans. But bring it back into you know, D.C. I think that would be a great start if you can. Yes, Pauline.
Do you think they're in Maryland, right? FedEx Field's in Maryland. Do you think it'd be tougher? I had no idea about this, to get tax money for a field in Washington, D.C.? Is it kind of no man's land? I wonder how that would work there to get money. Because is Maryland paying for it? Is Virginia paying for it?
What's on the site of RFK Stadium?
I think there's still some. We were there like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
Is it still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we walk by it?
No, we shot like a soccer thing with D.C. United. There,
oh, okay.
Where we took like penalty kicks and did all this goofy stuff.
Right.
And I think Wayne Rooney had just gotten there.
Yeah,
and, yeah, but we walked by there and it looked like it might as well have been the Coliseum.
Yes, it does.
It looks like a convention center from the 70s.
Napoleon had like shot cannons at it and just busted it apart.
It kind of looked like that back in the 80s when I was there, just to be fair.
It's a great location.
Oh, it was a wonderful location. I love those stadiums that are in the city, like you can walk to them. I think that's wonderful.
That's an important part of it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, part of one of the things that Tampa fans Rays fans have been complaining about is that their stadium doesn't really have great public transportation to get there.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why the crowds are so sparse, is that it's tough to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think moving them back into city centers is really important, but the real estate is just too valuable.
Yeah. But it feels like in D.C., you know, the politics of bringing the Commanders
no
back.
No pun intended.
Yeah. the Commanders back into town, that you feel like that you would get a lot of people who would vote for that. Mm. Not knowing the politics of D.C., but I'm just thinking how much they loved, you know, their football team in downtown.
Yeah,
Paulie.
Now that the Bears are a powerhouse again, I wonder if it's going to be a green light to move back to the suburbs.
Oh, yeah. Arlington Heights. Where were they moving to? Yeah.
Lovely Arlington Heights.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we have, Seton?
What do you mean?
Any other poll questions? You gave me the wordy one. I didn't know if there was anything else.
Oh, yeah. We're going to stick with the wordy one for now.
Okay.
Just to see.
Todd, do you have a couple?
I do have a couple.
Oh, okay. By the way, what if the Bears lost last night? What would we be saying today?
Paul can't eat any food today.
America would celebrate.
It would have been 37 minutes of that so far today.
Oh, okay.
So nothing.
So no changes would be made. Like Matt Eberflus, the head coach, he wouldn't have been fired. The Bears don't fire somebody, you know, during the season. Yeah, Paul.
Again, there was a moment with about 4.5 minutes left that Fields could have thrown a pick six, and it got went high, and Moore took it for a touchdown. If they would have had two straight weeks of collapses like that, the fans would have gone berserk.
But what can you do? It doesn't matter. Coach isn't going to get fired. Justin Fields, you can't draft Caleb Williams now.
You can't.
No.
You can't put the ticket in?
No. You know, if Red Auerbach was running that team, then he would be able to somehow. He drafted Larry Bird a year before. It's like, wait, you can't do that. You can? Yep, we'll wait for him. And I'm like, damn. Red was smarter than everybody. Barry in Santa Fe. Oh, let me get to Barry, and then we'll get to Fritzy's poll questions. Hey, Barry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Chat Row. I was kind of expecting Paulie to show up in a lobster bib and those giant knife and forks that they have in the cartoons. I will be going to the Broncos Jets in Denver blissfully alone on Sunday. And I wanted to propose to Fritzy if he might like to consider extending the Meat Friday bet. Jets lose. Todd doesn't eat until the Broncos win again. And the Broncos win. I will not participate in Meat Friday until the Jets win.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of one and done with that Meat Friday thing. The Broncos somehow came back and scored the last 24 points. That's the universe saying bow out. And
Barry doesn't participate.
What kind of bet is this?
No, that's not a bet. Leave Todd alone, Barry.
And I got a pie in the face waiting if Wake Forest doesn't beat Clemson. With that whole bet with my kids' schools had to beat
Clemson.
Yes,
Paulie.
If Fritzy loses the bet, no Meat Friday for the rest of the year. If Barry loses the bet, he has to get married.
Wow.
Now we're on to something.
How about a girlfriend?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like
that. That makes it interesting.
Yeah. What do you have, Todd?
Which are you most excited about this weekend? We've never done that before. College football week 6, MLB divisional playoffs, MMA events, NFL week 5, various soccer league matches. There's a whole bunch of those.
All right, what else do you have?
WNBA finals.
What else?
The winner of Cowboys 49ers Sunday night will tell us a lot as to who represents the NFC in the Super Bowl. Easy, tough guy. It's week 5, and I think the Eagles are in the NFC too.
Okay, you have a problem with everybody focusing on Dallas and San Francisco.
Especially because it's week 5.
Okay. Well, but it is.
And there's a very, very good team that also exists in that conference.
So
Cowboys, Niners, this will.
Wait. So we're supposed to have less attention on that because we need to give more attention to the Eagles?
We can give it attention, but after a while, just like Taylor Swift, it's like, okay, we had enough for that. That's good. Moving on.
Wait, are people going nuts over?
I mean, it's a big game.
Yeah, I think it's been overly hyped, and it's going to continue to be so between now and kickoff. They're going to make it feel like it's a pre-NFC championship game.
You don't have to watch the coverage.
You don't.
No, you don't.
Just an observation.
Where is the coverage, by the way?
I guess the mothership.
It's talked about a lot. You see a lot of promos. It's a talking point on different shows about Cowboys.
But why are you a buzzkill? The Cowboys have been eliminated the last 2 years in the playoffs by the 49ers.
I don't know if it was week 14 or something like that.
Like Sam Purdy against that defense there? Dak against that defense there? Seems like it might be worthy of the hype.
It's a pretty big
the game,
game
of the week. I just want to make sure it's not like the game of the century or the year or the first
nobody's,
half of the
nobody
season.
Said it was.
I think it's going to get that way in the next 24,
yes,
40 hours.
Shout out to our great friends at NBC, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
They're very excited to have this game this weekend.
You can see that game on Peacock.
Is that a scripted promo you just read for them, Todd?
It's a big game. It's just not the NFC title.
That'll be Sunday night at 7 Eastern on NBC.
It's definitely not Saints-Patriots, I'll tell you that.
No.
We're ignoring that monster showdown.
Belichick could lose his job if they don't beat the Saints.
I know what Todd's saying. I've been watching TV this week, and there has been a lot of coverage of Cowboys 49ers. But there's a reason. The Cowboys get too much coverage when there isn't a story. This is an actual one where a great game happens to be prime time on Sunday night that we could all see. We don't get those all the time. This is a great preview of what should be
There's only three great teams, potentially great teams in the NFC. Maybe only two with the Niners and the Eagles. Cowboys want to get into that stratosphere. This is an important. Why are you?
Now, that's the other problem. There's not enough juicy games week to week. If you look at the NFL in general, in my opinion,
wait,
like an interesting game.
Why are you Danny Downer?
I'm just saying when I look at the NFL,
I got Dice Clay. It's a Meat Friday. Everything's good. Yes, Eden.
So Baltimore Pittsburgh is always interesting. That's a great matchup.
That's the best rivalry in football.
Pittsburgh is a little down. You know, years past, maybe it would have been more interesting, but it's a fantastic rivalry.
Yeah. Well, ask Todd Seaton.
It's just a lot of average or below average teams, and that's why, you know, week to week you'll have like two or three, if you're lucky, three really juicy games, and then the rest are like, yeah, maybe I'll take a peek at that.
I don't understand. You're mad that there's not enough good games, but then you're crapping on the one good game that there is.
I just don't want the attention focused so much on a week five game between the Niners and Cowboys that's going to be.
There's a reason why.
The other games aren't
good. Because
the
other games aren't good,
game.
And Dallas is playing, and the Niners are really good. And Christian McCaffrey is an MVP candidate. And Brock Purdy, he's still playing great football. And it's Nick Bosa going against Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones is going to be there, and he'll probably say something stupid. Like, yeah, this is pretty good.
Someone could be 5-0 or 4-1, which determines how the other 11 games are.
Let's take a break. I'm not going to let you be a buzzkill today. You know what?
By the way, we could thank the Broncos for never having an interesting game. I mean, other than the Bears one, I mean, they're the most underwhelming, underperforming team of all time.
Although, and that might be the undercurrent here, because the Broncos are hosting the Jets. It was supposed to be a big deal. Now Rodgers not playing, but then you have the coaching friction there with Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett. I see what's going on here. You root for a terrible team, Todd.
They did just win the Super Bowl 8 years ago, even though it feels like 58 years ago. But they've been playing so bad, you forget that less than a decade ago, they did win a Super Bowl.
Bill Belichick, how long that lasts.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we won the Super Bowl recently. It's like 8 years ago.
By the way, that could be a preview of a MMWGOTW. Jets Broncos.
Okay.
That could be a must-win game.
Okay. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. When we look at the most must-win game of the weekend. We'll take a break. Got our play of the day up.
Can't believe you guys bought into that.
Yeah. Here we go. Panini America, our good buddies, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. For more on these NFT platforms, go to nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. You can find them in the packs or on the public auctions that are located on the site. And what you'll find, the biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the hottest rookies. Get the newest released packs all from the Panini brands. Panini NFT platform. The only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. And Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Panini's also been turning up the heat with one-of-a-kind NIL deals, including the Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers, freshman sensation USC wide receiver Zachariah Branch, and Arch Manning. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Tight end right side of the line, Mercedes Lewis. And Tanner's got out to the right, snap field. Stares down the left side. Pass is caught by Moore. Down the sideline. And nothing but green grass. He is gone, baby. Touchdown, DJ Moore on third and two. 56-yard touchdown. And that puts the icing on the cake.
She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk. She did ballet. What more can I say? He was a girl. She'd never tell.
I'm a guess. Secretly, she. I don't know who this is.
Who do you think picked this song? Stuck up the nose. I did. Crazy. Give it to me.
He was a skater boy. She said he was a skater boy. He wasn't good.
Oh, God.
That's courtesy of the Bears Radio Network and Avril Lavigne. Play of the day brought to you by PXG. The fittings are only $25 when you buy the clubs. $25 fitting is applied to your purchase. Comes with a free 30-day follow-up to ensure the fit is fit. Visit PXG.com. Learn more. PXG, nobody makes or fits golf clubs the way we do, period. PXG.com. It's emo, pop, punk. Give it to me again.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Now he's a superstar. So lemon on his guitar.
Not possible to be in a bad mood when you hear that.
Oh, dear. He was a skater
boy. She said, possible. Oh, not, dear. I'm not.
No? Nobody.
I love that this is the song you picked.
Yeah.
God, is that funny.
The emo, pop, punk.
That song is to punk rock. What?
Oh, boy. Don't you.
That song is to punk rock what the McRib sandwich is to barbecue.
Holy crap.
Lamb.
Does it have barbecue sauce on it? Absolutely. Does it say rib in it? Absolutely. Does it contain anything that makes barbecue delicious and special? Absolutely not.
What a takedown.
That's essentially what that song
what
is.
What is
to
wrong
punk rock.
With the back row today? Like, what is wrong with the back
Skater
row today?
Skater Boy and Cowboys Niners. Down. Boo.
Wow.
Yes, Marvin.
See, is this the Ice Ice Baby of punk rock?
Oh, easy, easy. Well said. Well said. Well said.
Like, when people say, I love rap. What do you like? That Ice Ice Baby. It's a catchy tune.
Yeah.
Boo!
That doesn't mean that you can't love it, Dan.
Oh, I do.
I know. It's if you're like Spotify year-end Wrapped, that would be number one. I think.
Point is made. Okay, point is made. I think you, Avril Lavigne, is owed an apology.
I'm sorry. She's owed an apology, or owes. An apology.
No. Wow. Now, all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. She never said industry. She was Black Flag. She never said she was the dead Kennedys.
No, she just carried the flag for all of them for some reason.
I think he's spot on anyway.
That McRib line was...
Shut up,
Don. That McRib line was perfect.
You know what? You don't get to do your Andrew Dice Clay impersonation.
Oh, that's not fair. What are you talking about?
So bad.
You know, I'm going to cancel Meat Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel it. Guys.
Anything to make sure Paul doesn't eat.
Exactly. Yes,
oh, you'd light a fire in here.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with Avril Lavigne. This is, I just don't want Polly to have French onion soup. Hour two on the way. Our good buddy Joey Votto. Yeah, in the final hour.
You swerved out of your lane and Seton called
and
me out.
Andrew Dice Clay. You're out of your lane.
I am out of my.
You're out of order.
Oh.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.